Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we talked about this yesterday from one perspective. Now we'll look at it from the other. It's the issue of transgender athletes competing in girls' scholastic track events. And Robin McCallan, founder and current executive director of True Colors Incorporated, ourtruecolors.org, joins us. Robin, good morning. How are
you? Hey, Robin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are a Connecticut-based organization, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. So, you've been familiar with this story since it started. What is it about? Is there something about this story from your perspective that people don't understand?
I think that the number one thing that people don't understand about this story, I'm going to say it a couple of times so that people can really get it.
Okay.
Transgender girls are girls, all right? So transgender girls are girls. Transgender girls are girls.
Well, that was
and
three.
Yesterday when, that was three. So transgender girls are girls. Yeah. That once you start from that perspective and understand that that is what is true, then the rest of the arguments that were made against them being able to participate in sports are patently absurd. That the lawyer that you had on yesterday continually misgendered Terry and Andrea through her entire conversation with you all, that she kept saying that they were males. They're not males. They're girls who are competing in girls' sports. And that makes me crazy. It was so wildly disrespectful of her. The second thing I would say is that that the idea that someone would transition in order to win a medal in a race in a high school sport is patently absurd. That is not what, people don't do that. People transition because they know who they fundamentally are and are determined to live their lives authentically. I don't know if you've ever seen sort of the experiences that Terry and Andrea have had what they've gone through to be able to simply do a sport that they love. Uh-huh. People have jeered them. People have, called them names. I've seen them, break into tears sometimes because of the way people in the stands, mostly parents, respond to them. That people don't transition because they want to win a race. People transition because it is fundamentally
who they are. Yeah, it would seem to me it's very emotionally. It has to be very difficult to be able to do this.
Yeah, that you have to fundamentally be willing to risk everything.
And you do.
In order to be authentic to who you are. People lose jobs. They lose friends. They lose family. You don't do that because of you want a scholarship to college. I mean, that's crazy. And the second thing, the thing about scholarships, only a tiny minority of people get athletic scholarships to college. So, and there hasn't been a single incident of a trans person taking a scholarship away from a cisgender girl. I think that the organization, the Alliance Defending Freedom, they reached out to those cisgender girls to file this suit. That they are fundamentally they exist to.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. Yes.
Yeah, that's what they do exactly. And they lost a case yesterday.
Oh, let's hear.
They were defending a college professor who refused to use the correct name and gender pronouns of a transgender student, and that deliberately called this trans girl, trans student, Mr. and Sir, and that the professor said it was a violation of his freedom of speech to not be allowed to misgender
them. But he lost that.
And the court said, he lost. because it's about human respect.
Okay.
She also kept saying, you know, there's 22 states that allows men to race with against women. None of the words that come to my mind are things I can say on the radio. So I would just say
we're on delay. Don't worry about it.
All right. That I would just say this, that there's 22 states that protect the civil and human rights of people based on gender identity right. and expression. And that does not just protect trans and non-binary people. That protects everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if people don't like how you do your gender, right? In any of those, any states other than those 22,
right.
like if they don't think you're masculine enough or feminine enough, you can be fired and there's nothing you could do about it.
Hey, Robin, right? let me ask you this. I mean, this is filed with the Federal Department of Education. Okay. Well, you got a little cough there, don't you?
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Take a little cough medicine. You'll be great. But anyway, yeah. the point is how, you know, this is an isolated case, I think. And number two is the Department of Education. So now what happens?
I don't know. I think it's going to go. It's going to have to go to through the court system, I imagine. But you know, these young people will be able to race. And I think the thing that other people forget about high school and college sports, well, these high school sports, it's not just about, you know, the winning. It's about all of the other benefits that come from being able to participate. That kind of an activity. And so last couple of years ago, when this first started, I did a conversation with cisgender female athletes in Connecticut and about this. And the question that they considered as a group was, who gets to say whether or not she can play, right?
Yeah.
And so they spent a lot of time debating pros and cons on both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then one 16-year-old summed it up at the end, and she said, you know, I don't really know about fairness. You know, genetics are weird. Like there's, you know, everybody has genetic advantages and disadvantages. Uh-huh. But I don't really know the answer on that. But if I have to come down, if I have to choose between what somebody else thinks is fair and what's right, I'm going to choose what's right.
All right.
And what's right is that they should be able to play.
Give us your website, would you please?
Yeah, sure. It's www.ourtruecolors.org.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Nice speaking to you.
Robin, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks for being on.
It's Robin McGalen, current executive director of True Colors.
I have no answer.
You know, it's the bottom line. It's high school athletics.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.